Mecklenburg County's affordable housing crisis is worsening, especially for people of color and at the lowest income levels. WFAE's David Borax reports on a new study of homelessness and housing instability.
You don't really need a study to know that affordable housing is in short supply in the Charlotte region, but the annual Charlotte-Mecklenburg State of Housing Report puts new numbers on the problem. Bridget Anderson of the UNC Charlotte Urban Institute wrote the report for Mecklenburg County.
We saw that access to affordable housing continues to be a challenge for many households at the lowest income level.
By lowest, she means households earning 30% or less of the area median income, or about $26,000 for a family of four. Census figures show that more than 32,000 households in the county were below that line in 2017, the latest numbers available. But only 5,300 low-priced units were available, says Anderson.
And what's more, only about half of those units that are there are being rented by people at that lowest income bracket. So about half of units that are available are being rented by people who can actually afford to pay more, which just further makes housing scarce for those at the lowest income bracket.
Other findings, the number of homeless people in the region is now more than 2,100, according to a new count using a county system that for the first time tracks them by name. Last year, a one-day count found 1,700. Eviction filings were up 12% over the past year, the third straight increase. More than half of both African-American and Latino households are cost burden, defined as spending more than 30% of their incomes on housing. And the overall number of cost-burdened households continues to rise, thanks to unemployment and low wages coupled with rising rents. From 2005 to 2017 in the Charlotte area, median household income grew by just 4%, while the median rent rose 18%. The report comes amid a campaign that has raised more than $100 million in public and private housing funds, along with pledges of low-cost loans and other support. Carol Hardison is CEO of Crisis Assistance Ministry, which provides emergency financial help for housing expenses.
What stood out to me is, in spite of the fact that our community has had a laser-like focus on affordable housing recently, the problems are still growing.
The full report is online at mecklenburghousingdata.org. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.